Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamah Sadiheim and Beis. We're holding on Sadiheim and Aleph, 11 lines on the bottom, Ma Yisr Kal. So the Gemara mentioned the Kal V'Chaymer, that a person who's Iver, who's Ba'al Yisr Kal, Nesara Yisr. So for sure, if Reuven is together with Achis Ishtai, Reuven is married to Rachel, and he's together with Leah, his wife's sister, which is an Yisr Chamer, so all the more so the Nesara Yisr, so then Reuven and Rachel are going to become Aser to each other. Rachel, who Asered Reuven to Leah, is now Nesar, is now going to become Aser. If by Yisr Kal Nesara Yisr, so then surely by Yisr Chamer Nesara Yisr. Says the Gemara, Ma'is Kal. What's an Yisr Kal? Amar of Chista? It's referring to Master Gushasa Mishanises. It's referring to a case where Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven. They got divorced, and then Mrs. Reuven went off with a different man. So now the halacha is that now Reuven is Aser to her. Reuven is now Aser to his old wife. Ba'al Le'ahai, Aser Le'adahai. Once the second man is together with Mrs. Reuven, so now he Asers Mrs. Reuven onto Reuven. He's the Aser. Ba'al Le'idach of Reuven and Mrs. Reuven would ignore that Isser, and they would be with each other. So now Asr al-Adahai. Now they Asr the second guy to Mrs. Reuven, because now she's like a Machzor Gushas Mishan Yiseis backwards, in the reverse. So you see that Nasr al-Isser, even though the Isser Machzor Gushas is a relatively an Isser cow, so then surely when it comes to Achas Ishtah, an Isser Chomer, Nasr al-Isser. But the Gemara says, well, Machzor Gushas Mishan Yiseis, she can hit Mahagofa. Over there it's different. It makes sense that she's going to become Asr to the second guy, because she was also part of the Isser. She also did something wrong. As opposed to Achas Ishtai, Rachel didn't do anything. V'Isur Yisraelim, and also over there it makes more sense because it's a more Chamer Isser in a way. Because it's an Isser, the Isser of Machshu Gushas Mishanises is an Isser that will never ever go away. It's an Isser that lasts forever, as opposed to Achas Ishtai, which is an Isser that goes away after the sister is no longer alive. El Amar Rishlakish, Rishlakish is a different pshat. That what's the Isser Kal? It's referring to the Isser of Yavama. Says the Gemara, which Isser Yivama Laman? Her Isser to who? Ilim ala Acher, her Isser Yivama Lashuk, Ukud Rav Hamnuna, like Rav Hamnuna said, Rav Hamnuna Shemer Zevam Shazinta, Surli Yivama, that once she's Mizana, and the Yavam is the Isser, right? The Yavam asks her to everyone else, but if she's Mizana, so now she becomes a Surli Yivama, she now becomes Aser to her Yavam. So even though she was Ivan, the Isser Kal of Yivama Lashuk, we say Nasser Ha Isser, now the Yavam becomes Aser. So then surely by Nisr Chamer, by Achas Ishtai, we should say that Nesar HaOiser, that Rachel is going to become Aser to Reuven. But says the Gemara, it's not really a good Kal V'Chaymer, because Mali Yavama, Shekein Nit Mahaguf. By Yavama, it's different, because there also is Nit Mahaguf. She herself was part of the Avera. She herself was part of the Avera. She was Mizana Lashuk. So she was part of the Avera. V'Isur B'Roiv. And it's an Isra that's really more Chamer, because it's an Isra that applies to most of the world, almost all the entire world, as opposed to Achaz Ishtai, only applies to the brother-in-law. Elo Yivam Alachin. It's rather Reish Lakish Men Yivam Alachin. That what's the case? That Avabah Maimer Hai Asra Le'adahai. Once Shimon does Maimer with the Yivama, with Mrs. Reuven, so now Mrs. Reuven becomes Asr to Levi. If Levi Ba'al Le'idach Asr Le'adahai. If Levi would then be together with Mrs. Reuven, and he would be Ivron, the Isser Kal, Isser Darabanan, of being together with the Yavama after Maimer of his brother, so Lemaisa, that Bia would then Asr Mrs. Reuven back onto Shimon. It would be Nesar HaIsser. So by Isser Kal, Nesar HaIsser. But says the Gemara, that can't be the case, because then Maimer Yishabah Le'asheni. That has nothing to do with Bia. Even if Levi wasn't Ba'al her, if he loved Banami Maimer, even if all he did was Maimer, that would also then Aser her back onto Shimon. Says the Gemara, that's not so clear. That's a machlekes. A leikasha, Rav Gamliel, damar e maimer achar maimer. Who says that the second maimer is insignificant? El afilu nasan leiget, afilu chalitza. But says the Gemara still. It's still shver. It's nothing to do with bia, because even if Levi would give her a get or do chalitza, so for sure there's get acher maimer or chalitza acher maimer, and that would then answer her onto Shimon. So it's nothing to do with bia. So Elam Rabbi Yochanan Saita. The Isser Kal that we're referring to in the top of the Amud, the Kal V'Chaymer, is referring to Saita. Saita Laman. Who's the Isser of Saita to who? Ilei Melabal, her Isser to her husband, and after she has Kinoy and Stira, she now has an Isser. The Bayal now answers her onto her husband. She's not, the husband's not allowed to be together with her. But Lamaisa Bo Leabal Asar Le Deboil. Lamaisa, if the Baal is boil her and she doesn't end up getting a chance to drink, so now she'll never be able to drink, and now she'll just be Asar forever to the boil. So the Neser Ha'iser, the Baal who's over on the Iser Kal of Saita, is now gonna make it that the boil who was the Iser is now gonna be Neser to her. But Mayer Yavala, I feel not so long ago, I feel Amarina Nimashke, that still, that case also has nothing to do with Bia, even if he would say that I'm giving you a get, or I'm just not interested in you drinking, that also would make it that now she's Asar forever to the Baal. Ella Saita Le Baal. Rather, we're referring to the Iser of a Saita Le Baal, regular Ish is Ish. So a man who's married asers his wife onto other people. If the Baal is together with her, So then now she becomes Aser to her husband, Neser Ha'Iser. But it says the Gemara, Ha'Iser Kalu. That's what we're referring to when we say Iser Kal. Iser Chamarud, Hainu Eishasish. That's not an Iser Kal, that's a very Chamar Iser. That's Iser of Eishasish. Salam Ravi, yeah, Taka Eishasish. That we're referring to when we say Iser Kal, we're referring to Eishasish. V'chinki Aser Ravinam Rabbi Yechanan Eishasish. Shumai Karila Iser Kal. Why is it called an Iser Kal? She'ino Iser Iser Kol Yamav. Because the Iser, the husband, doesn't necessarily Aser her his entire life. If he gives her a get, then the Isra goes away. As opposed to Achas Ishtoi, which the Isra applies the woman's entire lifetime. Tainam Yachi, we learned in the Brayis like this as well. Abachan Anayim Rishon Rabbi Elazar, Ish is Ish. That the Isra Kal is referring to Ish is Ish, and the Kabbal Chaimer is as follows. So, Mabim Okam Baal Isra Kal, Sheino Isra, Isra Kol Yamav Neser Isra. If a person's Oivan and Isra Kal, referring to Ish is Ish, which the Isra doesn't necessarily last the Isra's entire lifetime, yet still we say Neser Isra. So, Abal Isra Chamisha, Isra, Isra Kol Yamav, in Adinch Neser Isra. So that by Achas Ishtoi, where the Isra applies to Rachel's entire life, so then surely we should say that Neser Isra, it's even more Chamer. Tamolaymer Isra. That's why we need the drasha of Isa by Eshes Ish, the Shazinta. It says Isa that if she's Mezana Bemezit, she asks herself to her husband, she becomes Asr to her husband. It's Isa Shchiva Sa Isarta, Vein Shchiva Sa Chaisa Isarta. It's only her own Shchiva that could Asr her to her husband, but her sister's Shchiva is not going to Asr her to her husband. Rabbi Yossi Amr Kosha Paisel. Rabbi Yossi, at the end of the Mishnah on Tzadid Gimel Mabez, said some cryptic words. He saw Tzadid Dalam Mabez. He said that any time there's psul that's created to others, there's psul that's created for himself. If there's no psul created to others, there's no psul created to himself. My Kamer Rabbi Yossi says the Gemara, what's Rabbi Yossi referring to? He's going on that which the Tanakhama just got through saying. That even if the case, we have Reuven and Shimon, who are not brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and you have Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. And Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Shimon and Rachel go away, they go out of town, and Reuven and Leah find out that Shimon and Rachel died, so then Reuven and Leah figure, okay, they'll get married. Lamaisa, Rachel and Shimon show up again. So the halacha is, on that, the Tanakhama was saying that Eishes Gisa Yasirav Ishte Sharia, that Leah becomes Asar to Shimon, yet Rachel remains Mutter to Reuven. That's what the Tanakhama held. Commonly, Rabbi Yossi, on that, Rabbi Yossi was saying that no, Keichin Ishte Sharia, Eishes Gisa Nami Sharia. That when there's, that just like, there's no psul created for himself and his wife is mutter, so too Leah is mutter to Shimon. But says the Gemara, Yach, if so, so then Kol She'im Paisel De'Acherim Paisel De'Atzmai, why did he use this lashon of when there's no psul created to others, there's no psul created to himself? You should have said the reverse. That Kol She'im Psul De'Atzmai and Paisel De'Acherim Baile. You should have said that when there's no psul to himself, so then there's no psul to others, because that's the Migu he's coming to say. That since, just like Rachel does not become Aser to Reuven, so too Leah does not become Aser to Shimon. The Elah, says the Gemara, Ke'echidish. You meant to say the reverse. That just like in this case, Leah becomes Aser to Shimon, so too we're going to say that Rachel is going to become Aser to Reuven. Well, says the Gemara, that works for half of Rabbi Yossi's statement, where he said that anytime there's psul created to others, there's psul created to himself. This could be what he's referring to. But what did he mean when he said that anytime that there's no psul created to others, there's no psul created to himself? What was that referring to? Says the Gemara, two ptirutzim. Teretz number one, of Ami Aresha. He was talking about the case of the Aresha where it said that Nisa Alpi Bezin Tetsi Ptumina Karban, Alpi Adem Tetsi Vachayavis Bekarban. That there's a difference between a woman whose husband goes out of town and she finds out that he died and then he really was alive and she got remarried though. So there's a difference between if it was one Aid who told her that her husband died or two Adem. If it was Alpi Bezin through an Aid Echad, so then not only does she have to leave the second man, then she leaves the second man, but at the same time she's parted from a Karban because she was a Shagegas Bahiraz Bezin. Whereas if it was two Aid, Edom, so then she's Tetzeh v'chayavis b'karbon. She has to leave the second man, but she's chayavis to bring a karbon, because then she wasn't relying on Bezdin. So in this regard, Yafakor Chesho Bezdin Shepatrim in a karbon. So now, v'kamer Tanikam, and then the Tanikam was saying, that Leishnal pi Edom, Deishas Gisa Sharia, Leishnal pi Bezdin, Deishas Gisa Asira, that there's no difference, no matter what, always Rachel remains Mutta to Reuven. It doesn't matter Leah's status to Shimon. It doesn't matter if it was Edom that allowed her to get remarried, in which case she remains mutter to Shimon. Or if it was Eid Echad and she's usher to Shimon, it doesn't matter. No matter what, Rachel is always going to be mutter to Reuven. But coming to Rabbi Yossi, now that Rabbi Yossi was saying that no, I'll be Bezdin, she'll place of the Acherim and place of the Atzmai. I'll be Edom and place of the Acherim and place of the Atzmai. Then no. When it's like the Edom and Rachel and Leah remains mutter to Shimon, so then Rachel remains mutter to Reuven. But if it was Apiyed Echad and Leah is going to become Aser to Shimon, so then Rachel also becomes Aser to Reuven. That's what Rabbi Yosi was coming to say. That's Teretz number one. Now, when he said anytime no psul is created to others, no psul is created to himself, he was saying as follows: that Had Azli Arusasa Vigisai Had Azli Ishtai Ugisai. That there's a difference between a case where depending on what Reuven's status with Rachel was, where they had they just done Erisin or had they even done Nisuin. The Kamer Tanakam and the Tanakam held there's no difference. That Lo Yishna Ishta Vigisa Ishna Rusasa Vigisa Ishta Gisa Asira Vishta Sharia. That there's no difference between a case where Reuven and Rachel had done Erisin or even if they had done Nisuin. In both cases, if Rachel and Shimon go out of town and you have this exact scenario, so even though Leah is going to become Aser to Shimon, Rachel is going to remain Mutta to Reuven. The Kamer the Rabbi Yosi, now there, Rabbi Yosi was saying that no, there's a difference. That when it comes to Ishtai Vigisa, where it can't be they have a Tanai, they're Nisuin, so everyone's going to know that Reuven, when he was together with Leah, was because of a mistake. Because there was no Tanai, they're Nisuin, and his Nisuin with Rachel, so how was he married to Leah? It was all a mistake. Being that it was all a mistake, no one's going to think that he actually married her, he's not going to have to give her a get, and she's going to remain mutter to Shimon, because it's not going to appear like as opposed to Arusasa Vigisa Dikla Mamer Tanavla Bekadushin, who plays the Acherim, who plays the Atzmai. As opposed to Arusasa Vigisa, where people might suspect, yeah, it's true, he thought he was married to Rachel before, but now he sees with Leah, it must be that he made some sort of Tanai in the Kadushin, and the Tanai was never fulfilled. So that's how he's together with Leah. So people are going to think he was really married to Leah, he's going to have to divorce Leah. For Shimon to remain with Leah would appear like Machsa Gushasa Lachashanises. So then it would Aser Leah to Shimon. Since it would Aser Leah to Shimon, it's also going to Aser Rachel to Reuven, probably for that same token, because in as much as people are suspecting that Reuven was really married to Leah, so now if he goes back to Rachel, now it's going to be Achas Ishtai in the reverse, that he was married to Leah, now he's being together with Rachel. So that's what Rabbi Yosi was coming to say. Now, Lamai Sam Ravina Mar Shmuel Halachik Rabbi Yosi, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. Now, the Gemara assumes, as we'll see, that this is referring to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha's version of Rabbi Yosi, that when there's a reason to suspect that there's a Tanai in the Kiddushin, so then we're going to Aser Rachel to Reuven. Mask of Rabbi Yosef, Aser Yosef Akashu, Miyamar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say that? It might always learn. Yavama, when it comes to Yavama, Rav Amar Ekeshish, Shmuel Amar Enekeshish. Vague Machoikas, Rav says Yavama is like an Eshish, and Shmuel says not. Now, what's that referring to? We'll have a few Mahalchim. Vama Rav Huna, Rav Huna's Mahalch was that, Kugan Chikidish Achavis Aisha. It's referring to a case where Reuven married Mrs. Reuven, Vahalach Loy Lamedina Sayam, Reuven went away, Vishama Shem. And Shimon finds out that Reuven died. So Shimon goes and he marries Ashes Reuven. The Rav Amarek, and really Reuven's alive. The Rav Amarek Ishish Vasur Liyavam. Rav says that she's like an Ishish, Yavam was like an Ishish Ish, and she's like an Ishish Ishazinta, and now she's going to become awesome to the Yavam to Reuven. Ushmuel Amarek Ishish Ish Ushariole. And where Shmuel says that no, she's not like an Ishish Ish, and really, she's going to be remain muta to Reuven, since it doesn't look like machzor gushas alachashanises. And the question is why not? L'chayri here does look like machzor gushas alachashanises, because we're talking about a case going shekidesh achav esa eisha. All Reuven did with Mrs. Reuven was erisin, so maybe they had a tanai in the erisin, and then Shmuel, then it wasn't fulfilled. So then, and then Shimon married her, and then Shimon married her, and now if we're going to be matter her, it's going to appear like machzor gushas alachashanises. So says the Gemara, Amalei Abayi, we might Heidiki Amar Shmuel Lach Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa Amar. Who says we're going to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa's pshat in Rabbi Yosi? And that's what Shmuel meant when he said Lach Rabbi Yosi. Dilma Rabbi Ami Amar. Maybe he's going to Rabbi Ami's pshat. Vinami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa. Even if he's going to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafa's pshat, Mimayda Paiso, Dilma Ina Paiso. Who said he was going on the part? It was two parts of the statement of Rabbi Yosi. That any time there's psul created to others, there's psul created to himself, and there's no psul created to others, there's no psul created to himself. Who said that he's going on the psul part? Maybe he's going on the inner psul part. Inami, if another teretz, another reason why it's on the kasha is because we might eat the Ravuna, who says that we're going like Ravuna's pshat in the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The malas of the Ravuna cloud. Maybe we don't hold like Ravuna. Would Rav Hamnuna come iflugi? And the machlekes Rav and Shmuel about whether Yavam is like an HZish has nothing to do with what Ravuna said, and had to do with something totally different entirely. It had to do with Rav Hamnuna. The Rav Hamnuna shemer tzevam shezinta asul Yavam. The Rav Amar kishesish u'mivslo beznos. Shmuel Amar ina kishesish v'loy mivslo beznos. It's tama machlekes about whether or not an H. Yavama, who's Mizan Lashuk, whether she becomes Asa to the Yavam, is she like an HZish or not? Vinami, or another way you could explain the Machlaikis, is Pekadushan Taysim Yavama Kamiflagi. That Rav and Shmuel arguing about whether Yavama is like an HZish, they're arguing about whether this Tfitz has Kadushan with the Yavama Lashuk. And that's like a Machlaikis that we've had elsewhere also. The Rav Amareyu Kashazish, Vulay Tavsi Bakadushan, the Shmuel Amareyu Kashazish, Vutavsi Bakadushan. But it says the Gemara on that last shot, Vafligi Bakadizim. Now we already have that Machlaikis exactly. Rav and Shmuel themselves already argued about this, whether this tefis has kedusha. So why would they then have another machlokes about whether she's like an ashes ish? Says the Gemara, chadam chad the chaver teitmar. That really they only argued about one of those two points. The other one was said as a teitzah from the first memra, but really the memra was only said once.